Welcome in, sleepers, to another Sleeper Wire short episode, and I am Steven Spacratelli, back on the mic for you guys to talk to you today about DJ Chark. Before we talk about Chark, I want to let you guys know more about the Pro-Am and the Listener League. Still available. Get in there. It's a great time. Go to sleeperwire.com/donate. $50 for the Pro-Am, $30 for the Listener League. If you want to be a part of both, $75 for both. Highly recommend it. Great time. The Pro-Am's going to have guys like Ryan McDowell, Justin Boone, Marcus Grant, Matt Harmon, and more. Once you've donated, take a screenshot. Send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com with your name, email address, and sleeper username, and you will be in. Also, while you're at sleeperwire.com/donate, you will notice there is a patron icon there. You can go there and become a part of a few different tiers of content. For example, for just $1 a month, get you involved with our new forum, which is very cool. This allows you to connect exclusively with the Sleeper Wire team, as well as sleepers, and talk all things fantasy football. There are other tiers that provide more content. So again, go to sleeperwire.com/donate, select that patron icon, and you will see more. And as you know, we are a charity-based podcast, so every dollar goes back to others, and any donation is greatly appreciated. Now let's get back into DJ Chark. Chark was a player that I was not very high on going into 2019 after a very, very disappointing rookie season. I will not lie about that. But he definitely turned the tables and is one player that I was targeting heavily during the offseason here in my Dynasty Leagues. With unstable quarterback play all season, I mean, he had rookie Minshew pretty much the entire year. He still finished with 73 catches on 118 targets for 1,008 yards and 8 touchdowns. Now, the Jags are all in on Gardner Minshew. They did not make any moves in the offseason here that indicates that, you know, they're not completely sold on him. To me, I'm looking at it as they're all in on the guy, and they're going to see what they really have there, which bodes well for Chark going into 2020 since, you know, again, he's a quarterback that he basically played with all year. And, you know, listen to those stats that I just said a second ago. You know, Chark is a burner. He's a vertical threat, has good hands, who also runs a pretty good route tree. New offensive coordinator Jay Gruden is absolutely loving this guy. I mean, his height, his size, his speed, wants to move him around and actually play him a little bit out of the slot. Now, behind Chark, you don't have much. There's DeeDee Westbrook, there's Keelan Cole, there's Chris Conley. You know, these guys are all in their mid-20s, like 26 to 27 years old, and they're all going to be free agents after this season. And let's be honest, they also haven't been that impressive. They've had some glimpses, but, you know, especially DeeDee and Conley, but they really haven't been that impressive. You know, Marquise Lee has moved on as well. Not that he's ever been a big factor. You know, his name was good, and he was good when he was on the field, but the guy's always hurt. So that's always been something there, and I'm one of the few that actually loves the selection of Laviska Shenault over there in Jacksonville, since he's, in my opinion, a very good complement to DJ Chark, if he stays healthy. And if you heard my Sleeper Wire short episode on him, you know, you'll understand what I'm talking about there. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. It's some good stuff. Now, Shenault in time, in my opinion, will impact Fournette more in a passing game than he will DJ Chark because of the way that Shenault plays and how he can be moved around the field. Guys like Shenault or even second-year tight end, might be a little bit of a sleeper this year, Josh Oliver, could be some options that defenses are going to have to respect and free up Chark more than he can create for himself. Now, DJ Chark's ADP is hanging around the end of the fourth round, but if I have a top three pick in the draft and I want to stack up on running backs with my, you know, first and second picks and still get somebody like DJ Chark and probably AJ Brown, to be honest with you, as your wide receivers one and two, I would not be mad at that whatsoever. I would be very happy to have that start out my first four rounds, for my redraft there going into this year, even in Dynasty. You know, if you're doing a startup Dynasty draft, that'd be one hell of a way to start, in my opinion. So again, go to sleeperwire.com/donate. Get involved with the Pro-Am and the Listener League. It's a good time. You know, check out the Patreon. See if that's something you want to be a part of. Again, there's a lot of good stuff that's going to be there this year. Go to Twitter and follow Sleeper Wire at Sleeper Wire Show. While you're on Twitter, you can follow me at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. You can also find me on Instagram as well. I'm a little more active on Twitter than I am Instagram, but when I put video clips and stuff like that together, I put it on my IG page as well. So definitely go there, check all that out, follow us so you don't miss out on the latest content. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, make sure you're following so when everything does come through, any of our newest content, you guys get alerts about that. So until the next time you hear my voice, y'all be easy.